Hello, Mossy.
Good morning, Mido. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
And you were expecting a dusty voice, weren't you?
I didn't know what to expect, actually, because you're a professional, but, you know, when you're in amongst your peers, so to speak, and some old mates, you're probably going to have an ale or two, aren't you?
Oh, I definitely had an ale or two, but I was a good boy. I behaved myself, and it was a fantastic night, to be fair. And look, the APL have come in for some stick this year, none more so than around the grand final and where it's going to be played. But it was a really good, well-organised, glitzy, glamorous night. It was exactly what you'd want from an end-of-year awards.
Was Craig Goodwin a surprise winner or an expected winner?
Well, I think he was expected, Loz. Obviously, his form absolutely warranted the award. And I know it's for the A-League season, but, you know, what he did at the World Cup as well. And he started this season with osteitis pubis. And there was real doubt whether he was going to be able to start the season, complete the season, let alone make the Socceroos and have the impact he did on the world stage. But the other thing with these awards, as you know, is you know, there's in good sides, quite often players take votes off each other.
Yeah.
And I think that shows just how dominant Craig was for Adelaide United, because there was no one else really. You know, they had a good season. They dipped out in the semi-final against the Mariners. But there was no one else really from Adelaide who really put their hand up, apart from maybe Joe Gauci, the goalkeeper. But I think Craig was a standout winner. His acceptance speech was just brilliant. Raw emotion, vulnerability, authenticity. And that was the theme of the night. So full credit to him. And Alex Chidiac won the A-League Women's Player of the Year Award, plays for Melbourne Victory. She'll be a star at the World Cup for the Matildas coming up. She's over in America at the moment playing, keeping fit, so she wasn't there to accept the award. But, yeah, great night overall. And Carl Viet, Coach of the Year for the Men's. Mark Torcaso, the Western United coach, got the Women's Coach gong for taking Western United all the way to the grand final in their first ever season.
Before we preview the grand final, Alex Wilkinson, I guess this was expected. He's retired. 21-year senior career, more than 600 matches for club and country. Absolute stalwart in the A-League and someone you had a fair bit to do with over the time, Mossy.
Yeah, I did. I named Wilco captain of the Northern Spirit youth team when he was 16. Much to his father, Rob's chagrin at the time, he actually asked me, Mossy, are you sure you know what you're doing? He was the youngest player in the team at the time, and the rest is history. My answer to that, Loz, was no, I've got no idea. I'm just faking it till you make it. But no, look, it through his career, he was just a natural leader. And how good am I going? I walked in last night. Wilco was one of the first people I saw. I said, "So, mate, you're saddling up again next year?" He says, "You haven't read the press yet, have you?"
Oh,
so that was a good start to the night for me. But no, look, he really is a legend. He won everything there is to win, you know, collectively, individually, great leader. He's the type of ex-player now that the game needs to wrap their arms around and develop into a serious administrator, because I think Wilco's got all the skills and the personality, nature and temperament to run the game one day, just as Danny Townsend has as an ex-National League player. I think Wilco's got the same runway. So great career, deserves all the plaudits he gets. Not one person in the game or around the game has got a bad word to say about him. I think that's testament to him and his family.
What about this grand final, buddy? Melbourne City versus the Mariners. Who wins? What's the score? Who's your MVP?
Wow, Clarkie, this is a tough one, mate. It really is. If there's one team that can knock Melbourne Victory off in a one-off game, it's the Mariners. I'm tipping the Mariners to cause a boil over in 90 minutes.
Come on, the Mariners.
Right? If they don't win in 90, I think Melbourne City will get them. But this Mariners side is very settled. Speaking to both coaches last night, and by the way, both grand final teams were there last night for the early part of the evening, which I thought was fantastic. But yeah, speaking to both coaches, Nick Montgomery, very, very settled with his team. Rado Vidicic still with a couple of decisions to make. Melbourne City, go in as clear favourites with the bookies. But if I was putting a couple of dollars on, I'd back the Mariners in 90. But if they don't get the job done in 90, I think Melbourne City will get the job done in extra time or penalties.
I know they've copped a fair bit of criticism, Mossy, for bringing the game up here to Sydney, but it looks like it's going to be a sellout.
Yeah, I think 26,000 tickets sold for I think a capacity at CommBank of around the 30 mark. The Mariners, thank goodness for the APL, and this is no disrespect to Adelaide whatsoever, but thank goodness the Mariners qualified, because they will bring at least 20,000 down the F3 with them. So I think it's going to be a wonderful atmosphere. If I think back to 10 years ago at Allianz for the grand final against Western Sydney Wanderers, we packed out behind the goal. The rest was Western Sydney Wanderers supporters, but the atmosphere that day was just phenomenal. And I think we're going to have something similar on Saturday night. Look, all said and done, regardless of who you support or whether you even support one of the grand final teams, it's going to be a hell of a game of football. This is a grand final that I'm really looking forward to because of the way both teams play, their form leading into the finals throughout the season, the stars on show, both with great attacks, two greatest goal scorers of the season in Jamie McLaren and Jason Cummings. Got all the ingredients. This is going to be a ripper.
Manchester City, hot favourites to win the FA Cup final against their crosstown rivals, Manchester United, who are without Anthony Martial as well, who got injured in the last game of the Premier League season, Mossy.
Yeah, in much the same vein as the Mariners, if there's one team that can knock Melbourne City off in a one-off game, I reckon Manchester United are sort of in the same bucket. I know they've sort of rebuilt their mojo a little bit this season. Ten Hag's done a brilliant job. Getting rid of Cristiano Ronaldo was the first step in that, and that's all due respect to a fantastic player, but that had to happen to start the rebuild, and it's proven to be true. They could do this, Manchester United. I don't think they will, but they could. Manchester Derby for an FA Cup final. If there's one team on this planet that wants to stop Manchester City winning a treble, to equal what Manchester United did in 1999, it's Manchester United. So I think it's going to be a fantastic game. Saturday night, we've got the A-League Grand Final kicking off at 7:30. We've got the FA Cup Final at midnight. Ange Postecoglou could get the treble at 2:30 a.m. Sunday morning. So what a smorgasbord of football we've got Saturday night.
What's the latest with Ange overseas, mate? Ange Postecoglou?
They play Inverness, who are in the Championship, so that's the league below the Scottish Premier League, and Celtic, they win this one. This is the Scottish Cup final, so they've already got the league and the FA Cup. If they win this one, that's the treble, and Ange goes down. He's already in folklore for Celtic, but if he wins the treble, it'll just be phenomenal. And that could, I don't know, I think the fire is getting a little bit hotter with Ange moving on. I'm starting to change my views on whether he will stay or go. And
I think the timing's perfect, mate. I really do.
Yeah, I agree with you, Loz. I really do, because, you know, strike while the iron's hot. Yep. If it's Spurs that are knocking, it's a good fit for an Ange, given where Spurs are right now.
What's your bet then? Now, how are you playing your multi this weekend, Mossy?
It's a tough. I don't know how you do these ones, Mido, so you might have to help me out. But the multi is the Mariners into Manchester City. So straight two league multi there.
Okay.
But the same game multi, as I said, for the grand final, I'm going with Mariners in 90 minutes or Melbourne City in extra time.
Okay, we'll have that on Bet's Friend. So I'll just keep it at that, Mossy,
that
for the
now.
Moment. I'm going to have to go through the menus here, which won't be going great radio.
Ball,
so you go and have a great day and a fantastic weekend, and we'll chat on Monday.
Yeah, look forward to it, guys. Have a great weekend.